It's a very different. Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about Leo season because we are about to turn the page. And we're also in Barbo's basket, which is very significant and probably sounds a little bit mysterious if you're not tracking astrology all the time. And as always, we're going to listen to some really wonderful songs that help articulate in an audio way what it is that we are passing through as far as the astro weather. So let me look at the chart for now. So the sun, that's not it. There we go. The sun's at 28 degrees, which means that we're closing out Cancer season, but Jupiter is already in Leo, and Cancer will be there in just a day and a half. I mean, the sun will be there in just a day and a half, and the potency of Jupiter in Leo is enticing the sun to join him, and the intensity of the basket, which began, I mean, it's been coming into formation for a while. What it is an arrangement of four different planets. Three of them are what we call outer planets, meaning that they move very slow and they affect generations of people. And then one personal planet, which would be Jupiter in Leo. Everybody's at 4 degrees. Everybody's in fire and air, which means they're talking to each other very easily. And a very interesting, learned, very Capricornian. I haven't looked at his chart, but he's probably got a bunch of Saturn, strong Saturn. French astrologer locked onto this pattern and developed a way of calculating transits that was numerical, that was pretty straightforward. It was like, I can't remember if it was high was good and low was bad or vice versa. I think it was high is bad and low is good. That just by looking at the mathematical addition and then another calculation of the whole entire thing, he would arrive at a number and be able to go, okay, this is going to be a difficult time, or this is going to be a really transformative and positive time. And he accurately predicted, you know, correlated this with a lot of things, including like plagues. And he had the pandemic very clear in his crosshairs of prediction. And then he died in 2019. So he didn't live to see that or to see this. But André Barbeau, your ears must be burning as you spin in your grave. Actually, I wonder who he is now. I'm sure he's back. So today we're going to listen to songs that, you know, plug into the basket, because the basket is special. And there was, I guess, a version of this in 1997, but it wasn't the exact same thing at all. But it's very infrequent. And there's a man named David Dubine who has a podcast, and he was coming at this last year from a different angle, and he kept talking about it. And I was like, how come I don't know what he's talking about? And then finally I realized, like, oh, he's talking about the basket. So let's just jump in and listen to what's going on. Listen to a song that is gonna, so I'm gonna play some songs from the point of view or the mouthpiece of the different planets. And this first one is Pluto in Aquarius, trine Uranus in Gemini. That conversation is this. We'll be right back.
What I bring run the death, run the pain.
That was called Fade Out on Elm by Heavy Psychedelics, and what I wanted to convey is the heaviness of Pluto in Aquarius, Trine, Uranus in Gemini. These are change-making agents. They will not take no for an answer, and we're living through these times. So next up is something I would say this would be Leo, Jupiter in Leo, Trine, Neptune in Aries. That's what this conversation is.
Early in this morning, as I open up my eyes, something just feels right. 'Cause I can see the dawning. It's not so far away. All my life I've been waiting for a day like today.
So I'll live like it's the last time, for a long time, at the wrong time. When's the right time? Is it my time? And if I'm dreaming, then please don't wake me up. Last time I seen the sun, I was freeing on the run. My sins and all I've done, Lord, forgive me one more time. Last time I seen the sun, I was freeing on the run. My sins and all I've done, Lord, forgive me. And let me see the dawning. Time for a long time, at the wrong time, when the right time is it my time?
My time,
my time.
Leo loves anthemic, and Neptune in Aries is dramatic, and the conversation together really feels like that song, Last Time I Seen the Sun, from the movie Sinners. And let's just talk a little bit more about where we are. We're in the basket. And the basket to me feels like it's providing, like, you know, when you're trying to climb a wall and you're not tall enough, so you're scrambling, and then your friend comes up and makes a basket with their hands and you step in and suddenly you're lifted. You know, your friend isn't throwing you over the wall. Your friend is giving you an opportunity to use your own strength and capacity to respond to. And that's what I feel like this is. You know, it's primarily really intense planets. I mean, Neptune and Aries, like, that's a holy war. It's holy peace and holy war, that axis. And then Jupiter and Leo, you know, that's us. That's the big heart, big-hearted human us. And then Pluto and Aquarius, Uranus and Gemini, you know, these are just, they're here to bring the change. We're in the age of air. We're going to spend the next 195 years. I guess we've done 5 years of it now in air, meaning that when Jupiter and Saturn come together and meet, they will meet in air signs, and they are, that's the great conjunction. They are who sets the template for the next phase of culture. So we're living through radically transformative times. I'm sure you've noticed. Let's see who else we want to listen to. Oh, next up, we're going to hear from the cyberpunk rock Uranus and Gemini guy.
Life. Take a word and watch the swan.
Actually, that's a combo of Uranus and Gemini, trine, Neptune and Aries, because it's called Stupidity is Eternal by Van Kock. And I think the eternal piece is Neptune, and the Uranus in Gemini really is this like punk rock teen boy vibe that you may be feeling. It is definitely in the air. Feel free to lean into it. It's actually pretty fun, but if it gets amplified by boundless Neptune in Aries, it could be eternally stupid. But you know, there's a time and a place. Like, stupid would be a word, a negative word. A positive word could be the fool card. You know, the innocence, the willingness to just meet life as it meets you and not have to be an expert, not to have it all figured out. You know, Uranus is determined to upgrade our existence. That's its job. If we resist, it gets a little intense because Uranus brings change, period. So if you lean into your punk rock teenage boy inner, punk rock teenage boy, and figure out what kind of changes in your life can come from that sort of climbing out of the structures that you've bound yourself to that aren't serving you. You know, this is collective, this is individual. So we are, like I said, at the tail end of Cancer season, and we are still in a Mercury retrograde in Cancer. So things are still a little bit on the tender side emotionally. And also we're wrapping up 18 months of the North Node being in Pisces. And up until the day that Mercury went retrograde, we had that North Node in Pisces answering to Jupiter in Cancer, which was a certain set of relating, way of relating that was deeply feminine, deeply yin, very emotional. And then on the day that retrograde happened, Jupiter entered Leo. So now anybody who's in Pisces or Sag, their ruling planet is coming through the filter of Jupiter and Leo. Jupiter ruling, running the energy of the sun, which is so optimistic. It's so positive. So I'm going to miss the North Node in Pisces. I won't miss the South Node in Virgo, but we're going to listen to a song that honors that sweetness that we're still with.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Thank you, Perry Como, for that one. Catch a falling star. Next up is definitely Jupiter in Leo, trine Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Aries.
Hey. like a shadow, gold on my skin, dust from the bottle, still I begin. Scars like a romance, drawn on my chest, heart like a drum, now won't let it rest. Every fall was a calling, every wound kept me honest. I was quiet, now I'm roaring from the ashes. I am the fire, I am the thunder, dancing on fear, tearing it under. Feel the ground shake when I say my name. Lion is rising, running through the flame.
Song so much. That song's also the anthem for my 0 degree Venus in Leo, which is being amplified by Jupiter. Thanks, Jupe Jupe. Next up, this is Jupiter in Leo hanging around with Uranus in Gemini and just being kind of adorable little punks.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town, but I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby.
So while that was playing, I was like, okay, wait a minute. He sure seems like he's got to be Leo Gemini. I'm just going to look. Gemini Sun, Mercury in Cancer retrograde, which is where we are. And then Mars and Leo conjunct Uranus, conjunct North Node. So yeah, nailed it. All right, next up, a classic.
Let the good times roll.
Good Times Roll by the Cars, just a reminder from the Leo Scorpio square, archetypally speaking. Leo is the sign of light, Scorpio is the sign of darkness. We will turn the corner and enter the underworld before too long, because that's what we do once we passed solstice in the northern hemisphere. We're losing 2 days of 2 minutes of light a day, which adds up to about an hour a month almost. So it happens pretty fast, and we're right on the verge of Lammas. Lammas is the very end of July and the very beginning of August, and it represents the earliest harvest. I'll talk about it more because I think I'll have a show closer to there. But that song is saying, harvest the light, harvest the time that we have right now. We never know how long we have, and we know that at some point this will all be over. So let the good times roll.
Yeah.
That was Biko by the great Peter Gabriel. That song told me it wanted to be on the playlist, and I said okay, and then I said figured I'd figure out why, so I looked it up. I mean, first of all, it feels very much like Jupiter standing off with Pluto, and then I looked him up, and he's got a Leo rising, so he's got Pluto on his ascendant natally, which means he's having a Pluto opposition, and that the basket is taking place partly along his ascendant descendant. So yes, Peter Gabriel is in the cradle. That's Florence Welch with her Mercury in Leo talking to the Jupiter that is on her Mercury in Leo and looking at Pluto in Aquarius, looking over at Neptune in Aries, and singing right to it, calling it in. This is what we need to do. We need to elevate our lives. We're all creator gods. We all stand in the center of our lives. We all need to be as authentic and heartfelt and high vibe as we possibly can be moving forward with what's coming. That was Rock the Cashbah by The Clash, and it has an interesting story. It's a 1982 anthem against musical censorship, so yeah, Uranus, inspired by the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, where Western music was banned. The song's lyrics tell a satirical story of a king who orders his military jets to bomb citizens for playing rock music, only for the pilots to ignore the orders and join the protest instead. So yeah, that one definitely wanted to be here. Let's keep going.
No place to hang a low washing.
Eddie Grant singing Electric Avenue. And then check this out. I just thought the song was perfect because of the Iranian business. And then I looked him up and he's pretty much a basket member here. So he's got Mars in Leo, Pluto in Leo, conjunct Saturn in Leo. So yep, Jupe is lighting all that up. Mercury in Aquarius over on the Pluto side. He's a Pisces. So we've got the North Node. He's got Neptune is in Aries, where Neptune, I mean, sorry, Venus, his Venus is in where Neptune is, and then his natal Neptune is in Libra, so he's having a Neptune opposition. And then, best of all, he's got Uranus in Gemini, bona fide, and it's opposite his Jupiter, so even though Jupiter's in Leo right now, it's still kind of playing out. So that's a little bit of the soundtrack of the basket. Okay, we're almost done. Let's see. I think we should wrap it up like this.
Golden brown, texture like sun. Lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown.
No, that's not what I want to finish with. We're going to finish with this.
We were at a party. The earlobe fell in the game. Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a rock.
You've been listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM, and I am Petra Toucher, a consulting astrologer and teacher, and you can find me at petratouchardastrology.com. You can also find me on Substack. Come find me.